Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I have the whole band here, so if you guys would honor me by each one of you introducing yourselves and saying, telling us what instrument you play.
Well, I'm okay. Punker Bob, and I play drums.
I'm Doug Disgust.
Right.
I'm
Mike, and I play bass.
And he also does backing vocals. And this is Doug Disgust. I do lead vocals, lead guitar.
Okay, sounds good. So how did you guys get started?
Bob and I got started actually in the 80s. We had a band called RPM back in the 80s. We were on Fearless Records. And him and I actually became friends. We got in a fight at Old World while the Whitecaps were playing. And him and I got into a little thing in the pit. And we ended up getting introduced by a friend, and we became very good friends and started jamming ever since then.
Wow, that's cool. Whitecaps, they're a good band. I've seen them in Highland Park, a couple years back. Good band.
Yeah, we used to play with them at least once a week.
Oh, yeah. Are they
back
still
in the,
playing?
Well, back when we were the second 7-inch on Fearless Records.
I see. And now you're
still
on...
around.
And now you're on Mystic Cafe de Grand Records.
Of
yeah.
course, and that's an honor.
Yeah,
it's really an honor.
Aw, thank you, guys. And we're so happy to have you. I submitted your release today, and it'll take about a week or so before it starts hitting the stores, you know. You have to be approved and go through all this red tape and everything, you know.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Yeah. We can't wait for it all to get rolling.
I know. I'm so excited. I've known you guys for quite a while, and I love your music. And, you know, with all the negativity that's been going on in our country, here's a song for all the negativity.
I can't just sit back and stay out to stay. Hoping
Hi.
And you're back.
Yeah, yay. You lost me. I lost the signal somehow.
And you have Verizon.
What's that?
Can you hear me?
And you
now?
Have Verizon.
Oh, oh no, it's Frontier
too.
Now, bro.
Oh,
it's not your
cell phone.
Now.
All right, well,
it's not that
anyway,
bad.
Where are you?
Hey, you guys really, really get things stirred up, you know? I mean, your music is really good, you got to keep me posted with your shows and everything that you've got coming up. And,
definitely.
Yes, and this May, I'm hoping that you guys will play with the Swedish band that's coming here from Sweden. The Fornicators are going to be here in May doing some shows and maybe in L.A. area, and I'm hoping that you guys can get together and play together.
Nice.
You're up for it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
We're always in.
So tell me what's behind Secret Psycho.
That's one of those neighbors.
It's a rendition to John List from Ohio years ago.
Yeah,
it's not the exact story, but it's close. He killed his wife and his son.
Yeah, you wouldn't suspect of doing the evil things that he did because he seems so normal. He coaches the baseball team.
Church preacher.
He attends PTA, and he seems so normal, but he has these very dark thoughts.
and that's what the song's really all about.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. Yeah, well, you know, the song reminded me of my neighbor. I actually have
we actually talked
like
about
that.
This a few times in the past couple of years.
What's that?
I said you and I have had a few discussions about this. Yeah, I remember.
Yes, and it's crazy to think that a police officer would have such deep, dark thoughts and to try to come over to my house. It's been all over the news, so I don't mind talking about it. He tried to kill me for my land.
Yes, I remember.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
He also,
and now
he
I got to
also...
deal with his. Yeah. Even though he passed away 16 years ago, the rest of them who still live over there are just.
The siblings that mess with your horses.
Yeah. Oh, I've been kind of twisted up today. My horse died today.
I'm sorry to hear that. I had it for like 25 years.
I wasn't going to bring it up. I didn't really want to talk about it. So let's move on. The Secret Psycho song totally fits. I love it. It's cool. And Civil Disgust, we're on the line here with Civil Disgust, and I want to hear more about you guys.
Well, we're here.
Oh.
We're here.
What do you want to know?
I thought you were going to do a song.
Oh, you guys want to do a song live?
Oh.
Well, no, we're not together right now. We're not the same tab right now.
Oh,
we can't.
Yeah.
We would.
But yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Okay, so if our listeners out there didn't know who you were, what would you like them to know about your band?
We don't suck.
We're crazy.
Well, that's
why not?
Around a while.
Just tell them we don't suck. I won't say we're great. I won't say we're the best. We just don't suck.
And we're
we don't swallow either.
Old school, pure at heart, and we try to. We're old school, pure at heart, and we try to represent that in our music. Absolutely.
You do. You absolutely do.
I think that's something that, as far as our audiences, it's well received, and they love it.
Yes, I do too.
Bob Trump.
I start wiping everything down real fast when I'm.
Making punk better again.
Jesus Christ, here we go. Here goes the monkey crew.
Hey, well, you know, we never had more riots from people than when we had a African American president. All of a sudden, we started having all
Because the people that were angry about
riots.
People that
you
were
know?
Angry about that had jobs.
We completely understand. Absolutely.
Hey,
because
I mean, you have the right to
your
First Amendment, do whatever you want.
That's right.
Just don't obstruct other people going to
right.
work. That's the only thing I don't like.
But it,
exactly.
if you didn't, you know, I'm very sorry to those that, you know, not everybody wins the trophy, you know, and
exactly.
nobody wins all the time. So you just, and it's the American way. You suck it up and
yep.
you take the loss and you shake the other team's hand. Because
well, you
that's
make
what
a, and,
made
and
us
if
great.
You want to make a difference, if you want to make a difference, go put somebody in office you want, or go, you know,
yeah,
go
exactly.
find a better candidate. You know, then that's how it works.
They're fully disappointed. You need to. It's the only opportunity that makes us all equal. That one time every 4 years that makes
yep.
every single one of us equal, and it's
that's
so
true.
Important to get out and exercise that right. Because you're
yep.
just as powerful
if you want to make a difference,
that one
campaign,
day as
vote,
any
do it
billionaire
all.
Or a politician or anyone else. You're just as
okay.
powerful.
That's
right, enough
very
with
true.
Politics. Let's go on to some
yeah.
psychos.
Yeah.
Well, we want to say to those that are out there and they're still rioting and everything, you need to lick your wounds, you know, wrap them, do
yeah.
whatever you need to do, but please stop because...
Or at least go look for a
it's
job.
Really, it's really not the American way. You know, we don't...
Go get,
yeah.
go
not,
look for a job. That's what I got to say.
Yeah,
I mean, obviously,
well,
you don't have a job.
Do.
You don't have a responsibility if you're going to go out there doing all that. And millennials, you know, they have a bad habit of, you know, their diapers getting dirty and they get all upset and they start temper tantruming. But you know what? Pull up your chonies and roll on and go get a job if you don't like it, you know, and then make a change. Be positive for society.
Yeah.
That's true. Yes.
I've been working since I was 13 years old.
He burns up his car. I mean,
I've been working since I was 13, you know, and I'm not, you know, you never saw me out there taking a day off work to go play games in the street and block other people's cars and then maybe get run over.
Well, and it makes it harder for first responders.
They also have a no hands on policy they have a no hands-on policy for the cops, and what are they supposed to do? It's a big fuck fest, basically.
Yeah, I've never seen so much trouble and rioting in our streets since the 1960s during the Watts riots. You know,
yeah.
Damn
hippies fucked with the fucking the poor Vietnam veterans back in the day, spitting on them, calling them names.
The thing that strikes me hard, Candace, is the fact that it's a president that was elected. Since when have we ever seen strikes
Never.
In the street
Never.
Like this because of a president that was elected?
Well, you know what the best part about it is?
No,
there's not one American flag being waved there, one burned, but they're waving all these other countries' flags. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, where's your flag in your country?
Maybe you're not happy about the president. You should be waving an American flag saying, you know, something. You know, wave an American flag and say it. At least that shows you still have pride in your country.
I just want to tell everybody out there that's listening, really, throw away your fears and everything and just give this guy a chance. Because
that's America.
And it's the thing that we should do. You know, no matter your feelings or... You know, how you voted or anything else, you just need to get behind this guy and give him a chance. I mean, that's what
we did with Obama.
Until he did what he did,
we were fine. We tried to get behind him, you know, until his policies went to, you know, Timbuktu. But at least we gave him a chance. We didn't sit there and riot in the streets. People who voted for, you know, the other besides Obama.
You might not respect the man, but you have to respect the presidency.
Exactly.
So you can understand that, yes. You know, that's the most important thing. You have to respect the president, dang it.
Well, I mean, look at all these people that were saying in the last debate when Donald Trump said he wouldn't know if he would just concede and be happy and not contest. And these people are all the ones that were talking all kinds of smack about that, and now they're out there contradicting themselves. You know, basically, it's
that's
the
crazy.
Truth.
But, you know, you have to admit he's a good businessman, and he knows
oh, yeah.
finances, and our country is in financial ruin.
We're in a deep hockey pucks, is what my mother say. You're in deep hockey pucks,
yeah.
and that's where
it's
are right
true.
Now.
It's very true.
I mean,
true,
like, yeah,
you know?
My mom,
you know,
shit up a rope.
Appreciate.
Well, we've already shit up the rope. We're done getting crapped on.
I want to say this about the millennials, too. And I truly believe this about a majority of the millennials, because those are all my nieces and nephews and everything. And they have visions of a brighter future and everything. And they didn't like the fact that they came out of college with a degree and they didn't have a job out there for them because the market was flooded and there wasn't anything out there to get. And then they have to change the direction of their life and the career path that they need to take. You know,
well,
it just doesn't
party. Yeah. That they got paid for college for. Most
you know,
of them.
Well, you know, I went to college to be an art director at a studio because three generations of my family have worked in the Hollywood studio business. And I thought, hey, why not me too? But I don't want to go in on my family's name. So I went to college. And I've been in a lot
good
of
luck.
Back lots and a lot of studios and seen a lot of movies made. I only worked on one film. Doing
yeah,
stage
tough.
Makeup for Savage Streets, got screen credit for that. But I ended up going into the Cafe de Grand and
yeah,
falling
well,
in
hey,
love
you know
with
what?
It.
And that's
and
great.
And punk rock music, you know.
I'd rather have more. I have more respect for you for that.
Yeah, it's a brave world
and
out there.
Thank you. You
yeah,
know?
Because that's my world,
brave.
My life, and that's what I love and live.
Yeah.
I know, and you know, it's so wonderful to have the freedom in America to say what's on your mind. And, you know, at Mystic Records has set the platform for people to speak what's on their mind and to say that because, you know, when Doug Moody first started out, no one would press his records. So what did he do? He started his own pressing plant. No one would publish punk rock. So he started his own publishing company, you know, and he's a great pioneer in the beginning of punk rock. And, you know, it just happened to start working right across the street from him. So, you know, we started working back and forth together 1982. And it's just been wonderful to be able to see the whole thing expand and grow. And now that we have Cafe de Grand Hollywood Records, we're cooking, you know. And I can't say enough thanks to all of you for making it possible because the artists are the ones who are up there writing these songs and speaking their mind. And keeping America free, you know, we've got to have the right president that's going to keep us free. And hopefully, you know, like you said, give the guy a chance. Maybe it'll work out. And you know,
if it doesn't, we can get him out.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
no, if it doesn't,
you know,
we can vote him out in 4 years.
There you go. You know.
The refreshing part of all of this piece is that this time it's for the people, I believe. There's such a massive movement in America today that the people are speaking up because they're just so tired of the direction
yeah.
we've taken. And I truly believe, and including millennials that understand, they really want that change. They want that new world, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody wants to grab the gold ring. Come on. Let's let everybody have a chance to do that.
There you go. And on that note, I have another song for our listeners.
Get my doctor's name, came in up the PDA. It's a perfect family. Cookie son, baseball team.
Is that the BTK killer
that you wrote about? It's an old one. It's about John List, you know, most of it, but it's there's twists to it. But John List from Ohio, years ago, he killed his, I believe it was his wife and his son.
Ew. Oh, okay. Well, there's been so many secret psychos around.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I mean, the BTK guy, he was another one. He went to a church and was devoted. Oh, that's right. He didn't hurt his family. He just hurt others, you know.
In our song, he is a little bit different. When he gets these urges and he hears the voices, he can't avoid what he feels he can't overcome that urge, and he just at random goes out and kills people.
Oh, at random. What a freaking
At random, like hunting them, you know,
did he at least go to the gas chamber?
He's absolutely a closet serial killer.
Well, hopefully he got fried, right?
Oh, yeah, we think so. Yeah, I believe he did. I do think. Didn't he ride Sparky, Doug?
Say that again?
Didn't he ride Sparky?
No.
I thought he did. List.
No, I'm not sure if he did or not. I think it was either Lethal or Sparky, but I don't know.
It would have to be
the chair, because it's been years.
Yeah.
Years.
Not only that, you had a choice. It was the chair or the firing squad, something like that, or being hung. I don't know exactly the.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It was how it used to be.
I've had so many weirdos try to make a move on me. I'm always prepared for them. I've always got something for them too. And you know, I used
that little,
to have
that little, cattle. That little 25 in your garter belt.
Pepper spray.
That was a 38, baby.
Well, no,
38
is a little big for the garter belt.
That would just get you in trouble. I like 38 special myself.
The little Derringer, the 25 caliber Derringer is the.
They're cute, but they'll get you in trouble. There's nothing like a 2-inch barrel on a 38. Blam! You're gone, fucker.
No.
You know?
They're kind of heavy on the other end.
Goes off like a cannon. Man,
I packed one every night when I worked at the cafe. I had a little shoulder holster, and it fit right in underneath my leather jacket. I had these guys try to rob me one night as I left the club after we locked up. Three guys, and I ran to my truck real quick. Me and Georgia, she was the booker from whatever that club was. I forget right now. The Troubadour. And these three guys, one stood in front of the truck and two on either side, and we quick locked the door. And I pulled my .38 and I stuck it right at his face, right at the glass window, and they took off running.
Oh, yeah, that's the great equalizer. I'm proud of you that you were that brave. Wow.
Oh, hell yeah. I would have blasted him in a heartbeat. And not thought twice about it. And, you know, I used to have cattle, so I've got one of those electric cattle prods, and, you know, they're probably about 3 feet long, 4 feet long. Oh, yeah, I carry that sucker around with me all the time.
Right?
Like, that's right. One of these little suckers.
You smell burnt hair. You smell burnt hair.
And they're perfectly legal.
Don't give me any ideas.
You don't have to have a permit to have one.
I know.
Oh, cattle prod, but you could sure mess somebody up with one of those things.
Oh, hell
like
yeah.
An S&M toy or a murder weapon.
Well, you know, when you live next door to a psycho. Oh, hey, we got a 90-second thing here, so let's go ahead with Pull the Plug.
There we go. Euthanasia.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mr. Poe.
Pull the plug.
want to thank you for coming on the show, and we're going to look forward to seeing your new release out in the stores and iTunes and seeing you on tour. And I want to thank you all for everything you do to make punk rock great with old school stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
We
want to
thank you, too.
Yeah.
All right. Don't forget to party or go home.
We always do when we party and go home.
All right. See you guys later. Bye.
Punk rock forever.
Bye.
Bye.